Philip Sample PL, the teacher in care today's date is 09/05/2022. Dictation is for Miss Nicole Greener. Greener spells G-R-E-A-N-E-R. Nicole spells N-I-C-O-L-E. Date of birth is 04/26/1986. This is a 36-year-old female. Here for correction here with her itchy rash period. Next paragraph, patient says she has not changed soaps, lotion, perfumes, denies any new pets, any new detergent. Stated that she was recently seen and diagnosed with UTI and was prescribed Septra. And said she noticed itching after taking Septra period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies tightness in her throat. She denies shortness of breath or tightness in her chest. Says she's managing her saliva well. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 138 over 82. Pulse 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.3. Period. Next paragraph. Skin blanching, erythematous, maculopapular rash, discreetly distributed in her lower extremities, trunk, and upper extremity. Period. There's no fluctuance, no bullae, no bleeding or discharge, no excoriation, no burrows. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph. Correction. Same paragraph. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. She has some suprapubic tenderness. In parentheses, please go back to review of systems. Patient reports suprapubic pain, comma, frequent urination and painful urination. She says she stopped the Septra and her symptoms are not completely gone, period. Next part, back to physical exam. Abdomen, no rebung, no guarding. There's tenderness to the suprapubic region, no mass. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is UTI, number 2, medication, allergic reaction, open parentheses, acute, close parentheses. Assessment number 3, rash, number 4, pruritus, number 5, yeast infection prophylaxis. Number 7, next, obesity period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about what could be causing her reaction. She was strongly advised to avoid sulfur-based medication in the future. I will change her medication from... She was advised to DC Septra. She will start Cifdinir. 300 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 2 days, number 2. She will use this for any event she develops a UTI, considering that she's now taking Cifdinir and was also on Septra. Next paragraph, next medication, triamcinolone 0.1% cream. She will apply to affected area twice daily for 14 days. She was given 45 grams. Next medication, prednisone 20 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 5 days, number 5. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the discussion.